Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. This is where I will be for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Hope you had a great Tuesday, Tuesday night, Tuesday evening, Tuesday whatever. Doesn't matter. I'm here now. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us in New York City. We got plenty to get into, plenty to discuss here. Thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app. People locked in on the free, or on the many, I should say, Odyssey, CBS Sports Radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody locked in on a smart speaker. So many ways to listen. And I'm glad that you're here. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. We got a phone number. It works. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me. I am everywhere on the internet that a human being would exist. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. I'm all over the place. And so what exactly are we going to discuss here over the next 4 hours? Unfortunately, already in week two of the NFL season, we've seen a lot of injuries, in particular to the running backs. Last night, we saw the Browns go at it against the Steelers, and Nick Chubb went down, and we know he out. We know from seeing the hit, Nick Chubb was going to be out for the season. But he's not the only running back who's gone down. J.K. Dobbins, Austin Eckler, Jonathan Taylor, Saquon Barkley went down the other day, the Sunday against the Cardinals, and the New York Giants are like, yeah, he might be out, but then he might play. The Giants got to play on Thursday. And so, are the NFL owners justified? Are they right in not wanting to pay these running backs? Have all of these injuries basically proven the owners to be right? We're going to talk about that. Speaking of being right, Deion Sanders trying to be on the right side of humanity, on the right side of the law. We saw that big hit on Saturday night, Colorado State knocking out Travis Hunter, defensive back getting death threats, family getting death threats. Deion Sanders says, stop. Speaking of stopping, Tom Brady isn't even entertaining any of the speculation about him returning to the NFL, let alone the New York Jets. We're going to talk about Justin Fields, what he is doing, what he is not doing. Moving into another year at quarterback, a full season here as the starter. And then in a few seconds to open up the show, even though it's only been 2 weeks, we've seen a lot of rookie quarterbacks get some burn. And I want to talk about who's impressed. Last night we saw Bryce Young pretty much in stasis, but then at the end of the game he shows a little bit of life. So we got a lot to do here over the next 4 hours. Hey, Shep, how are you? You doing okay?
I'm doing good, Jared. Thanks for asking. How about yourself?
Good to hear, man. I am A-okay. Had an opportunity sitting here in the studio before we went on air. I think this is my first WNBA game I watched this season, as the New York Liberty held on to beat Washington, actually eliminated them tonight 90-85. So I guess I'm all warmed up. It's not two games of Monday Night Football, but you know what? I got a little bit of something here with the New York Liberty. But now that I've mentioned the WNBA for, I don't know, the first time in a month, let's talk about some young quarterbacks. Because last night, and we're going to get into all of these running back injuries, etc. But I told you, the first game that we got Monday Night Football, I had to sit here and watch two games. Second game, exciting despite the injury to Nick Chubb. The first game, not so much. Derek Carr still getting acclimated to being a Saint. Bryce Young still getting acclimated to life in the NFL. And here over the first 2 weeks, I've had to take a look at a couple of the quarterbacks and go, who am I surprised about? Who's doing a damn thing? Who's showing some life? And the answer is, every quarterback that's getting some burn is showing some life. We got Bryce Young, who went number one overall. We got C.J. Stroud, who went number two. And we got Anthony Richardson, who went number four. Now, we ain't seen no Will Levis. We haven't seen him. Man, some of the other guys have already fallen off the face of the earth. Stetson Bennett is already on the non-injury list. I don't know what the hell his problem is with the Los Angeles Rams. But for these dudes who are taken in the top five, not too shabby out of the gate. You know, Bryce Young, in what was a boring game last night, he did help lead a 75-yard drive at the end of the game to make it look competitive. He also helped convert a two-point conversion. And for a guy who was considered too small, he's actually been holding his own so far on a team that has a crap offensive line and doesn't necessarily have the best offensive weapons. And so the Saints beat the Panthers 20-17. Bryce Young's numbers have been pedestrian, 153 yards passing. In his first game against Atlanta, also a crap game passing, 146 yards. But somehow, someway, Frank Reich, the quarterback whisperer, the former QB, the active coach of the Panthers, he feels that their offense is getting close.
Seen this before, it's not that far away. It looks bad, but really I don't believe it's that far away. You know, we make a couple plays here, here and there, and next thing you know, you got 28, 30 points. I know that's true. I know we have the players and the coaches to do it. I have zero doubt about that. It's just we have to execute better on offense.
When do we have to wait? Next year? Because ain't not a damn thing happening this season for the Carolina Panthers. How much longer we got to wait? Hey, Shep, how much longer I got to wait? It can't be this year.
No, it's not this year.
Well, I appreciate Frank Reich for his optimism, but Bryce Young he's just out there to develop. There are no expectations. I had people calling me up, I don't want to say all summer. Every now and then I have somebody from the Carolinas call me and go, hey, JR, well, we the Panthers going to shock some people. Shock who? Shock who what? Yeah, just enjoy this season. Hope that you have a franchise quarterback. Hope that he can continue to develop. He looked good at the end of yesterday's game, and let's hope that he can pick that up. He has Seattle next. Not the easiest place to go to, not the easiest place to travel to, not the easiest place to play one of the loudest NFL stadiums in the entire country. But Bryce Young, looking good. Congratulations. The guy taken right behind him. There's a lot of optimism in Houston. I don't think people are as optimistic as for the team as some Panthers fans are, but you got to be thrilled that you got a quarterback. You got C.J. Stroud out of Ohio State, selected number two overall, has played two games already. And what's happened? He played Baltimore, didn't do a damn thing. Threw for 242 yards, and then he comes back this past Sunday, a little bit more competitive of a game. Lose to the Colts, 31-20. This time, he's airing the living hell out of the ball. 384 yards passing by C.J. Stroud to go along with two touchdowns. He had 190 yards passing in the fourth quarter alone to try to keep him alive. He was in some type of rhythm out there. And so after their game, even though they lost, their head coach, also a first-year coach, and D'Amico Ryans, people love him, former player, some type of stability, respect to the organization. D'Amico says, I'm glad that this dude is moving in a positive direction.
I thought CJ did a really good job managing the offense. You know, he did a really good job. You know, guys around him play a little better. But CJ does that every week. He just built on what he built on what he did last week, continues to put the ball where we need it, right? Make good decisions with the football. So I'm encouraged by CJ's play, and he got better this week.
Oh, that's nice, right? You lose to Baltimore, don't do anything. You go out here, you lose to the Colts. And by the way, they lost to Gardner Minshew. Because the next quarterback I'm going to tell you about, this poor guy can't even finish a game. It's Anthony Richardson. And wasn't this the fear, if there was going to be a fear for Anthony Richardson heading into his rookie year? I mean, damn it, they threw him out there. And he's been able to perform and use his physicality. But his physicality already has him hurt. I mean, in the first game of the season, he loses to the Jacksonville Jaguars. He goes down at the end of the game with a bruised knee. It's really at the end of the game, only missed a couple of plays. And then this past Sunday, the guy scores two touchdowns in the first 6 minutes. And he's concussed. He gets tackled and his head bounces off the ground and he's done. Gardner Minshew has to go out there and do the damn work. And so Anthony Richardson is everybody's greatest fear. For Indianapolis Colts team that had Andrew Luck decide to retire quick because he was beat down and he wasn't protected, how the hell is Anthony Richardson going to last if he's just going to be a bulldozer opening himself up to injury? Shane Steichen, also a first-year head coach, he's basically a puppet for Jim Irsay. Sorry. He was asked about Anthony Richardson. Are we going to see him play against the Ravens in the next game? Is he in concussion protocol? How's his head? How's his brain? This is the answer.
I guess there's no update on Anthony, just in protocol, and you'll see how the week goes.
That's exactly right. You got it.
Had to ask.
I know.
Damn, okay. Well, can you give me something else, Coach? No. That's all we're getting, Coach, nothing else. Anthony Richardson's supposed to be the dude with the highest upside. Anthony Richardson's supposed to be the physical freak here. And to my surprise, especially with no Jonathan Taylor, he's performed pretty well. He's not a turnover machine. You know, I could say the same thing about C.J. Stroud. I could say the same thing about Bryce Young. I mean, we have quarterbacks in the NFL who have a few more years on these dudes, a la Zach Wilson, and he throws the ball, and you have a healthy fear that he's going to go out there and throw it to the other team. I can look at another quarterback who has a few more snaps under his belt, quite a few. His name is Justin Fields. Even watching Justin Fields this year, the man gets the ball snapped to him, and I figure that he's going to get sacked, driven into the ground, or tackled for a loss. Man, damn it, we got Kenny Pickett out here. Kenny Pickett, last night I told you, I don't feel all that good about him. I don't think his athleticism and his speed translates into the NFL. I don't think his quarterback skills and his athleticism match up with the speed of NFL defenders. And so sometimes Kenny Pickett just looks confused to me, looks unsure of himself. Doesn't know if he's going to be fast enough to evade a linebacker. So sometimes he's missing plays, taking too long. Matter of fact, even his own head coach, speaking of the offense in general, Mike Tomlin is looking for their offense to find their damn mojo.
We have to get our mojo back. We got to get that mojo that we had in the preseason where we're playing fast and fluid. With confidence individually and collectively. We've lost that.
Damn. I didn't know mojo was still in the American vernacular. Hey, Shep, when's the last time you used your mojo?
When I was probably imitating Austin Powers.
20 years ago.
Yeah, it seems that long ago, if not longer.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin is still using his mojo, and he's looking for it here with the Steelers.
Hey, let me tell you something. There's one head NFL head coach that does have mojo, especially at press conferences, going to actually give you something to sink your teeth into. It is Mike Tomlin. Unfortunately, he's got Kenny Pickett as his quarterback, like you said.
Yeah, nice to hear him yell about it.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett has some experience. These guys that I just mentioned don't. And out of all three of them, who would I say has looked – it's tough to say after two games. You know, obviously Anthony Richardson, if you think about his physical presence and his athleticism, I mean, he is by far the most talented quarterback physically. But I think Bryce Young, I think he has the most room to grow. I think he might be the most consistent here. There really isn't an out. But if you were asking me who I might want to go with, who's shown the most so far, I think it's Bryce Young. I know C.J. Stroud had that explosion in the last game against those Colts. No Anthony Richardson there at the end once again. But I'd feel more confident in Bryce Young. I really would. I liked what he did just to see him have that last drive. We know C.J. Stroud with the Texans went out there and decided to light up the Colts at the end of the game. Bryce Young did his thing against the Saints defense, which ain't too shabby. And so in 2 weeks, I'd give Bryce Young a slight edge. And for this season, I think he'll have the best year. I think he will. Let's see what happens. Anthony Richardson, I just hope the damn guy can stay healthy. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We are just getting started here on CBS Sports Radio. Simple question. What young quarterback do you have the most confidence in? I'm going to take your phone calls on the other side of the break. It's 855-212-4CBS. We'll talk more about these young QBs. I'll get to your calls. And then I want to tell you a quarterback who you should have no confidence in when it comes down to returning. You'll hear it out of his own mouth. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Just getting warmed up. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's been two damn weeks. But the top five quarterbacks selected in this year's draft, they aren't looking too bad. They actually look pretty good. They look okay. Okay, Bryce Young, able to go on a long drive last night, didn't quit, didn't give up. Maybe the Saints checked out. He was able to do some things. C.J. Stroud, this past Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts, he was able to put up some yards and almost 200 yards passing in the fourth quarter. Certainly efficient, much bigger than Bryce Young. I think everybody is much bigger than Bryce Young. And then we have Anthony Richardson, who is just a truck, a tank, and a gymnast all in one. He can't finish a game, though. We don't know what the hell he's going to look like because, damn it, he might reach the second quarter, the first 6 minutes, the end of the game, and he's done. We don't see him. It's unfortunate. And so I like what I've seen from Bryce Young. It's still early. C.J. Stroud is most certainly someone who's capable of standing around and being a pocket passer. We do want to see more of what he can do with his legs. He has said even prior to playing in his first game, he wants to get more of his legs out there. But I like what I've seen out of Bryce Young. 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on the quarterbacks early on? I will say this, by the way. These dudes are young. All of these guys can barely order a drink at the bar. Matter of fact, C.J. Stroud threw for the second most yards by someone 21 or younger. That's 384. The youngest dude, Matthew Stafford, threw for 422 yards in 2009. And right now, Matthew Stafford with no Aaron Rodgers. He's basically the oldest quarterback in the NFL right now, starting at 35 years old, along with Kirk Cousins. There is a much older QB. His name is Tom Brady. He happens to be 46 years old. And when Aaron Rodgers went down last week, there's a lot of talk about whether or not the New York Jets should call him or whether or not Tom Brady should look into playing for the Jets. Well, Tom Brady was asked that question on his own show yesterday. Let's go on Sirius XM. And Tom Brady had a very simple answer for Jim Gray. Listen to this.
Tom, we know you're on a lot of Jets for Delta in your leadership role. The question everybody has been wondering is, have the Jets called and are you considering Jets?
No. Next question.
Asked and answered?
You already know.
And Tom Brady don't want nothing to do with that. He's like, I'm done. And he went on and said, man, I'm enjoying my life. He's like, man, I get to sit down and watch and root for some of my friends and some of the other players. I ain't thinking about no damn New York Jets.
I got a quick question for you, JR.
Yes?
How much of this is scripted? Because it seems almost over the top for Tom Brady, and this has not been the first occasion where Jim Gray has asked him a question, and Brady is very perturbed. And Brady isn't an individual that gets perturbed by all that much.
I don't know how bothered he was by it, man. Obviously, I think they have an idea of everything they're going to discuss.
Right.
I don't think Brady is bothered by it.
Seems a little irritated.
I don't think so. I think it's a part of, you said it's scripted. It's a part of the show. It ain't no different than me sitting here doing my part of the show, you know?
Yeah, but if...
What do you call it, scripted?
No. Well, first of all, we don't really script anything, to be honest. And we honestly just have a brief outline you put together.
Well,
it's the
same thing. Script, rundown, outline.
Right. But very rarely will I ask you a question.
They know what they're going to discuss.
Okay, it's un-Brady. Like, Brady has to know. That's a question that people have on their mind. And Jim Gray is a friend of his, so why would he get up? Again, you say he's not upset and pissed, but he seems he's very Belichickian, like, in that specific answer, and that's not typical Tom Brady in the 23 years we have witnessed him at press conferences whenever he speaks to the media, whether he's a loss or a win.
I don't think there's a comparison. I mean, if you just want to talk about him on the podcast, Jim Gray has asked him questions in particular about returning or coming back, and his response is typically always the same. And so I don't think he's bothered by it at all. He's like, enough, like, give me a break here. Not so much at Jim Gray, but more so at the situation. He's like, man, just, can you leave me alone? Can I? And he said this. He says, I'm enjoying watching my friends play. The guy is sitting around half shaven. He's sitting in some apartment somewhere. Jim Gray's sitting in some spaceship in Vegas. And they just shooting a you-know-what. I don't think Tom Brady gives a damn. This man finishes his 45-minute podcast, and then he calls his model over. He ain't thinking about nothing, man. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Anthony is calling from Hamilton, Ontario, in Canada. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, JR. Thanks for having me again. It's always good to be on.
Thank you. What's up?
Well, a few months ago, I asked you if you thought that going into this season, Dak Prescott would be on the hot seat or not, and you gave me a very detailed answer as to why not, as why you don't think he will be on the hot seat. Now, since then, we obviously know that Dallas and Jerry Jones made a trade. They're looking very good this year so far. So my question to you is, have you changed your mindset at all? Is your answer still the same? Now, I believe that this is Dak's last year of his contract.
Yes, correct.
So my question to you is, based off of the Trey Lance trade, do you think anything's changed? I'll hang up and, keep doing your thing. Thanks, Jer.
Well, thank you, Anthony. No, and next year is the last year of the four-year deal, but they can obviously extend it. No, I don't think anything's changed. I just think Jerry Jones, when it comes down to some of his decision-making, he's an idiot. I think he is a button pusher. I think he is a button masher. I think he is someone who is trying to utilize bringing in Trey Lance as leverage. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. So I'm not overly concerned with Dak Prescott and whether or not we're going to see the last or the end of him. Should he feel threatened? Probably not. I just think it's another dumb move by Jerry Jones. He's had a string of them since he took over. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Ryan is calling from Virginia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, first of all, I wanted to shout you out and tell you how much we appreciate you. I have a sister with Down syndrome, so thank you for everything that you do with your Agents of Inclusion and utilizing your platform for, you know, the better good.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you. What's up?
I think Sam Howell is deserving of some flowers here for the past two games. He holds on to the ball a little too long, but otherwise, him and the boys have really done some good work here in D.C.
So. Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you're taking on Denver and someone who you would say, well, he is a seasoned quarterback, and Russell Wilson, and you're able to come back and rally them, man, that's showing something. I didn't mention him. I mean, he's basically a rookie as well, but he's had experience sitting around for a year, even though he only played one game last season. He understands the system. He's been around a little bit longer, but he certainly looks good. I mean, you don't help lead a comeback like that as a scrub. And he ain't just throwing a rock to the other team as well or just coughing it up, which is something that has to be admirable. Hey, if I was a Commanders fan, I would feel pretty good about him being a QB right now. I'd feel excited.
Right. So can I spit you a hypothetical this weekend?
Certainly. Go ahead.
If the Commanders end up winning at home, and I haven't checked out any lines. I don't know if we're favored or not. I highly doubt it against Josh Allen and his Bills. But what kind of a statement does that make if we come away with a W, 3-0?
That y'all are going up to Buffalo?
No, we're at home.
What type of statement? I mean, it's a strong one. I don't know if I'd go super crazy about it. The Buffalo Bills, yeah, they just had their victory where they just stomped all over the Raiders, as they should. And is people are waiting for Buffalo to just run into the ground. Either way, it would absolutely be a great win for Washington. Everybody knows about the defense and the front line of the Commanders, but what people don't know about is what you just mentioned. It's Sam Howell. And so, hell yeah, it'd be a great statement. Look, if Sam Howell against Buffalo on Sunday throws for 300-plus yards and goes for two or three touchdowns with like one or no turnovers, then by all means, please call me on Monday and let's talk about it. But I will still say this. I won't lose my mind over it. I'm not.
Don't blame you. I mean, we're kind of wrapped up in the hype with everything here.
There's still the Eagles. There's still the Cowboys. And God,
right.
I know the Giants are dealing with their own issues right now when it comes down to injury, but the NFC East is a beast, and so I wouldn't get too ahead of myself with anything.
7-1, only losses within the division, so you're not wrong at all.
Yeah,
appreciate you, JR.
I wouldn't. No, thank you so much, Ryan, for calling from VA. Appreciate you, David from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, appreciate you taking my call tonight, man. You know, you're talking about the rookie quarterbacks. You know, in your opening segment there. And I think that, you know, you look at Houston for all those years, you know, with the saga with Deshaun Watson, with seeing what a mess Cleveland's going to be in with him now. And you saw how, you know, they really haven't had an answer since then. And now they bring in C.J. Stroud, a guy who last year really in that playoff game, you know, against Georgia showed, you know, that he could really play on the biggest stage of them all in college football. And I think, to me, they finally have some hope there. When you have hope at the quarterback position, you have a chance then. And I think, you know, they're obviously not a team right now that's ready to, you know, make that next step to the playoffs. But I think there's no doubt Houston's on the right path, and I think they got the right people in place there in the front office. And definitely having a quarterback changes everything.
Have you watched a Texans game over the past two seasons?
Very little. I mean, very little. I have a friend, actually, who covers the team down there. So I've talked a little bit about with him, Sean Pendergast, the guy who used to be on your network, actually, with a national show.
Well, I'm glad that you haven't wasted your time watching the Texans. I unfortunately have been in Houston, and I have seen them with my own eyes. And what you just said is correct. There is nothing but hope, especially for a franchise and a city that basically washed its hands of the past several seasons. So, yes, there's plenty of room and reason for optimism. I mean, people were making fun of, the last quarterback's neck. I mean, that's just what it is. But you're right. C.J. Stroud, reason for optimism. And people are absolutely thrilled that D'Amico Ryans is there to help lead the way and kind of change things up as well. Thank you, David, for calling from Buffalo. Appreciate you. Brian is here from Fort Worth. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's good, JR?
How are you?
Good show, bro. Hey, people forget about the Eagles, but what we really need to be talking about is the Texas Longhorns. Quinn Ewers.
Yes.
That's going to be your rookie quarterback next year.
Oh, okay.
Xavier Worthy is a beast receiver. And then, hey, why isn't anybody – I love what you talk about.
Yeah.
Why isn't anybody talking about Jalen Ramsey?
Jalen – the cornerback Jalen Ramsey?
Yes.
Because Jalen Ramsey is not playing.
What about –
are those wind chimes in the background?
What about Jalen Hurts? I'm a little faded here, yo.
Okay. All right, there. All right. Hey, Marco Belletti, why isn't anybody talking about Jalen Ramsey?
Probably because he hasn't stepped foot on the field, and he may not for quite some time. That would be my guess. I also think he was, let's say, kind of three sheets to those wind chimes. Does that make sense? Yeah.
A little, what was he drinking?
That we don't know. I think that's the question that I was curious myself. Not about Jalen Ramsey or Jalen Hurts, just, what he did before he made the phone call.
Hey, Shep, what you think he was drinking?
Probably Hennessy.
out of everything, he's drinking Hennessy? Possibly. Possibly.
Listen, that would be my guess. He probably thought when you're talking quarterbacks, you, said cornerbacks. Because I'm thinking, why is he bringing up Jalen Ramsey?
He brought up, to his credit, brought up Quinn Ewers first and said that he would be a highly selected QB next year.
According to who?
Well,
I don't know. Right. I was waiting to hear about Arch Manning next, and he didn't even get there. Straight to Jalen Ramsey.
Well, let me ask you this though, JR. If you gave him three chances, would he know Jalen Ramsey, what team he plays for?
I was thinking about that, but then I said, let's just get out of here.
Considering he hasn't stepped foot on the field and he got traded in the offseason, what do you think? What do you think?
Yeah,
I'm going no.
Why isn't anybody talking about, I don't know, let's see, Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, let's just keep on going down the line here. It's, I don't know, man. He ain't playing either.
Rocky
anyway,
Blyer?
Who? No. Brett Favre?
Rocky Blyer? No.
Oh, no. We're not going to talk about him. We you know what? We actually, I think we talked about him last week. I think we did. I think one of our callers mentioned it. We can go down the list. Where's Otto Graham? I know where he is. He ain't playing, that's for sure.
Listen, Sid Luckman and Sammy Barr are five behind those guys.
Well, look,
come on.
We can keep on going. Listen, don't encourage the callers. They're going to...
Norm Van Brocklin?
I was going to say, you're getting a question about Bobby Lane soon.
Why?
They're coming. The calls are coming. Let's believe it. That was at least he brought up someone who is very active and also very alive. So we gotta take it where we can get it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are still open. It's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back from break, Tom Brady said no to the New York Jets. Damian Lillard, he said no to someplace as well. We'll hear from him. And then we're going to talk about some of these running backs. I don't know. We'll figure out what running back in the NFL is actually healthy.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I would like to say you are the most level-headed and coolest sports radio host in the world, man. I love listening to your show. I always get off around this time of night. Always love to hear your takes. You're always a really cool customer, man. I appreciate your show, bro.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We've been talking about some of these young quarterbacks in the NFL, specifically the rookies. Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Anthony Richardson, all pretty much looking good. I don't think you can look at any one of them and say, oh man, they've been a disaster. They look like rookies, but they haven't had that, oh my God, he looks like complete trash type of game. And so, yes, the jury is still out. There's no guarantees to anything, but they've looked good, all things considered. I then told you that an old quarterback, a 46-year-old Tom Brady, has pretty much put to bed the notion that he would return to the New York Jets. Jim Gray asking him, and Tom Brady basically saying, next question, I'm enjoying this part of my life. And I want to bring this up because this has popped up over the past 24 hours as well. I know we're a ways out from the NBA, now a little bit more than a month away, a training camp and media day. We got about 2 weeks for that. But Damian Lillard sat down with Cameron and Mace, yes, the two rappers, musicians from Harlem who also played high school basketball. Cameron at a very, very high level, could have gone on to play in college if he didn't write music and sell drugs, but I digress. Damian Lillard sat down with the two of them, and he talked about his future. There have been rumors here about Damian Lillard getting closer to being traded to Miami. There have been rumors about other teams in the East looking to acquire Damian Lillard. But Damian was specifically asked about the Golden State Warriors and would he ever go and play for the Warriors? You know, would he do what this man, Kevin Durant, did? Listen to Damian Lillard.
Golden State, like, I respect what they, you know, what they've been doing over the last 8-9 years or whatever. And I'm from there, but I can't go be a part of that. 8-1, 4 championships. What I look like? Try to do that and say, oh, I'm joining my home team. Like, no, it's somebody that played my position that's, you know, behind LeBron, the best player of this era. To me, that don't even make sense. I'd never do nothing like that. I lose every year before I go.
Are you trying to say with KD that you wouldn't do that?
I've said this plenty of times before. I think KD is, obviously, he's one of the greatest players of all time, but if I was in his shoes, I wouldn't have done that personally. The team they lost to, the team that had been, I think they had won it a couple times, or they had won it once before he got there. That ain't something that I would have did, but I think you got to do what you want to do.
He ain't shy in speaking his mind, which I admire. At the same token here, if you're looking for Damian Lillard news, get used to it over the next several weeks, because as media day gets underway, pretty much all teams, the beginning of October, when the calendar moves from September to October, we're going to get media days, and then we're going to get training camps and then preseason games, and the season will get going at the end of October. Something is going to have to give with Damian Lillard. So expect to hear a whole lot more about and from Damian Lillard. And then you can pretty much expect the same thing here with James Harden. 855-212-4CBS. Spencer is calling from Houston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Spencer?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going very well. How you doing?
I'm good. I can promise I'm not as faded as your last caller, but no promises here in the next hour.
Hey, what you been doing on a Tuesday night?
I just got off of work, JR, and I just pulled into the driveway, so I'm down to talk some football with you.
Rock and roll, man. Let's go.
All right. So, Houston Texans, C.J. Stroud. I like to remind everyone that C.J. Stroud has been playing without two of his starting O linemen. Titus Howard and Tunsil have been out these first two games. So, hopefully those guys can get healthy, and we can see more protection for him, and we can see what will happen then.
What the hell's been going on with Laremy Tunsil? He's not smoking that stuff again, is he?
No promises. Don't know what's going on in his back life, but I believe it's something with his knee or hand, and I know Titus Howard, it is with his wrist.
Okay. Yeah, the last time I really saw Laremy Tunsil, he had a gas mask on his face.
Hey, but he's getting paid, so he can do all the gas masks he wants now.
Yeah, it's probably legal right now in the NFL as well, too. So, hey, smoke your life away, right?
You know, I don't judge anyone what they do in their private lives, but
me neither.
Do what you want.
Yeah, me neither. So you feel good about the Texans? I know everybody's thrilled about D'Amico Ryans taking over and Stroud. How you feeling overall for the entire team?
You know, it's a breath of fresh air. I know they've been having the head coaches debacle these last few seasons. So bringing in D'Amico Ryans, I feel, was an A hire for them.
Right.
And his whole staff coming in. So I feel like it's setting the culture there, and it's just a little breath of fresh air. So we like that. And then the big gamble in the draft, you know, taking Shroud and then CJ, Anderson right after him. You know, that was a big, big money move, and I kind of liked it from the GM because really we're betting on ourselves against the Browns right now with that trade. So if we can finish better than the Browns and the Browns can do worse than us, you know, it was a good move.
Yeah, I ain't going to count on that. I know the Browns ain't look all that good last night with Mr. Watson back there at QB. I won't hold my breath on that, but I'll still say that the Houston Texans, there is a glimmer of hope for the future, and that's better than what things have looked like in the past. Hey, Spencer, thank you for calling up, man. Shout-outs to you. Be safe, okay? Enjoy the night.
Are you? You too, JR. Appreciate it, man.
No doubt. Shout-outs to my man Spencer for calling from Houston, Texas. Thank you to everybody listening down in Texas and Houston specifically on 610 The Loop. I'll be back soon. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. And when we return on the other side of the break, we've talked about the young quarterbacks. I'm just going to flat talk about the running backs. They are not looking good. It's like everybody who asked for money is hurt. And the owners are probably going, see, I told y'all, we ain't going to pay you. We're going to talk about which running backs are actually healthy. That might be a shorter conversation. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't go anywhere, because I said so.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
The venue's set. Families coming in from all over. It's her quinceañera. With all the excitement, it may be easy to overlook COVID-19. It's still a risk, and that's why it's muy importante to get this season's COVID-19 shot ahead of time. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. So let's set the date, vaccinate, and celebrate. Check eligibility and schedule this season's COVID-19 shot on the CDC site vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.